Hi, welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. And do get in touch with us, religionmatterskfm@gmail.com, if you have a story that you'd like to share with our listeners, especially if you have stuff happening for Christmas. Now, last Wednesday in Dublin, the choir boys of St Patrick's Cathedral launched a new album called Christmas from Dublin. And joining me on the phone to chat about it this morning is the Master of Choristers, Stuart Nicholson. Stuart, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Stuart Nicholson. Sorry, I kind of slurred my pronunciation there a little bit. Apologies for that. Thanks for joining us on Religion Matters. So tell us about the album.
Well, it's an album recorded by the boys and the men of the choir. It's a Christmas one, very seasonal, of course. And it includes a number of pieces we sing every year at the Nine Lessons and Carols service, which is broadcast live on radio. And has been done for the last 70-odd years, not by me, I hasten to add, and a number of pieces from our Advent carol services and the Epiphany carol service. So it kind of covers the whole Advent through to Candlemas kind of period performed by the choir. There's a number of pieces written by musicians at the cathedral, both present and past. There's a piece by George Hewson, who was Master of Choristers back in the early 20th century, was there for 40 years. By my predecessors and also by me and one of the gents in the choir. So it's a good mix of Christmas, Epiphany and Candlemas music.
And how many pieces are on it in total?
Oh, well, there's about an hour's worth of music.
Great.
I think it's something like 19 tracks.
Okay, so very good value. You're getting very good value for money.
Yes, definitely.
Now, I was fascinated to, I was reading a little bit about the school, and it's the only dedicated choir school in the country.
It is, sadly. I mean, there was one at Christchurch until, I believe, the 70s. But thankfully, ours is still going. About two-thirds of the children in it, it's a very small school, about two-thirds of the children in it are boys and are choristers at the cathedral. The girls are, some of them are siblings of the choristers. Others are just kind of in their own right. And many of them sing, we have a girls' choir as well, and many of them sing in that. So, but yes, it's sadly the last one left.
Okay, and the students there are, what's the age range?
We go from third class, so that's what, 7, 8-ish, isn't it, all the way through to sixth class. And they can go, they have the option, we have the grammar school, which is linked to the cathedral as well, and almost as old as the choir school itself. They're both kind of founded in the 1400s. Not sadly the same buildings, which would have been rather nice if they were still here.
But, sure.
So they go through, and then, of course, when their voices break, we carry on looking after them musically. Hopefully they'll come back as altos, tenors and basses. Actually, some of the men who are now professional musicians in their own right were choristers in the cathedral choir a little while ago.
Yeah, without giving away their ages. Now,
No.
Yeah, is it right that the students begin each school day with a rehearsal?
They do. The boys come in at 8:30. They drop off their prep to their teachers. And then they come back into the Hewson room, which is our main rehearsal room, and they rehearse for about 20 minutes. And then we sing morning prayer matins. We're the only cathedral on these islands to still sing two daily services, which is rather special. It's about 20-minute service. And then they go back in and do an ordinary school day, much like anybody else their own age.
And do they rehearse then again in the evenings?
They do, 3 days a week. They stay on after school. They got nice hot lunch provided by a parent of one of our ex-choristers, who's actually one of my gentlemen now. She comes and makes them nice hot lunch, and they stay with us, have a few more rehearsals, get to do prep, get a run around, maybe get a football out and play a few games in the yard, and then we'll do evensong 3 times a week.
It's an extraordinary commitment, isn't it, from children that so young? It's wonderful to hear.
It is. I mean, but when they first start, of course, they don't do very much, and then we gradually gradually build them up. It's a bit like the frog in the boiling water kind of thing. So by the time they're doing this kind of huge commitment, they're singing 10 services a week, which is a huge amount. But they don't actually notice it, most of them, because they've just got used to it. It's actually a huge commitment for the parents, who, of course, are running them around. And they're back in on Sundays normally for 2 services. So the kids get used to it, but it's the parents are the ones ferrying them back every day. It's a big ask from them.
Mums and dads taxis.
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, they get an awful lot out of it. I mean, the music tuition and the education in the school is excellent, and it's a fantastic experience. And they get to do things like these recordings. They go on tour. We broadcast an awful lot, both on radio. And they've got, over the next couple of weeks, they've got several TV appearances as well. So it's a great experience, but it's a lot to ask.
And
but worth it.
Yeah, it is. It sounds it. And do you find that, I know you've touched on it, but do you find that a lot of the young people who begin music and singing so young, would they keep that up through life, or would they end up maybe with careers in music in some way, shape or form?
Well, we hope, even if they don't go into music professionally, that they actually do keep. We've actually got a number of past choristers that work in the cathedral, not musically. Our head verger, Dean Verger, is an ex-chorister, and he still sings bits, but of course he does. And I think our choristers are all over the world, because they kind of, if they're not still living here, they'll move elsewhere, but hopefully music still forms part of their life. And actually, when their voices break, despite the fact they're not singing in the choir every day, they get bursaries every year for music lessons, and that carries on going while they're at the grammar school until they get off to university or get a job. So we don't, as soon as their voices break, say, toodaloo, thanks very much. We keep on giving them the opportunities and hopefully encourage them to still be musically motivated. And there's opportunities when their voices settle, they can come back into the choir and sing in the back row if they wish to. And then there's choral scholarships when they need school available. So, hopefully they will maintain some music, even if it's not their profession.
Yeah, now it would seem that there's been a big increase or a big interest in choirs and choral singing. We saw the success of the Military Wives Choir across the water.
Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah, and I believe that there's a choir boy in England who is tipped to possibly be the Christmas number one in England this year. So do you think that sort of stuff, seeing the type of very specialist work that you do on the mainstream media, do you think that helps your cause or maybe sparks an interest in young people?
Certainly, I think. I know all the stuff, the various series that Gareth's done on the TV has been fantastic, and not just for these kind of choirs, but any kind of choir, because it all fell off, really, isn't it? Attendance and everything, and it's no longer cool. Because I know when I grew up, all of the parents we knew, their children were all in choirs, but that kind of just waned a bit. But yet again, and I think maybe some of that not only to do with the TV, but also kind of financial kind of things going on, it's actually a fantastic opportunity, and there is kind of bursaries and things, so there's kind of all those considerations as well kind of make actually being in the choir actually rather hopefully more attractive these days.
Yeah, I think as well as that, I think singing and music are so important in a person's life, but I think they're particularly important in the lives of young people from their babies right through to kind of the tweenies age and into the teenage life. I think music can do so much for the health.
Oh, very much so. And the boys, when they finish, they're very well-rounded boys. They spend a lot of time doing music, but they still have plenty of time during their week to kind of have for their other interests, the sports and everything. So it's not just kind of just the music. They turn out very bright boys because of the commitment, if nothing else. And working as a team, we have 22 boys in a confined space for much of the week, kind of variety of ages, and they have to be able to get on.
So it's good life skills. Yeah. Now, the important thing is, where can people, our listeners, get their hands on Christmas from Dublin, your Christmas CD?
Well, if they happen to be in the cathedral, then it's available from the shop, or it's available online from the cathedral website, which is www.stpatrickscathedral.ie. There's a kind of very good online shop on there, and it's available from that, and it's €10. Of course, if you get it online, then you have to pay postage and packaging.
Sure.
I don't think that's very much. But it's much better popping into the cathedral and grabbing it, of course.
Yeah, now it was so hot off the press that we unfortunately weren't able to get a copy in time, but there is one winging its way to us, and we are going to play two pieces from it next Sunday for our listeners. So in the meantime, they can get their hands on it directly from the website and from the cathedral. Yeah. Listen, it's been a fascinating chat to learn about all of that amazing work that goes on in the background. Stuart, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Religion Matters.
Thank you.
Now, that was Stuart Nicholson there, the Master of Choristers at St Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. And it sounds like a wonderful CD. And as I said, we will bring you a couple of pieces from that next week. This is O Little Town of Bethlehem. There is a version of this on the CD. And as I said, but have a listen to this version now.